So the culture is really different. If you compare the culture with Telstra, with say Apple, yeah. And one of the things that you noted was the fact that Apple, compared with Telstra, spends just a fraction of its turnover on advertising.
Yes.
Now, is that just because it's a game of numbers? Is there a level where advertising reaches a critical mass and you don't have to do it anymore based on the huge turnover?
Yeah.
Or is it something deeper?
It's both. I mean, I think, well, Apple spend about 0.7%
mm-hmm.
of their turnover on advertising.
Right.
Telstra spends 7.5%.
Bit of a discrepancy.
Very big discrepancy. And there's a massive discrepancy in turnover.
Mm-hmm.
Telstra is about 28 billion. And you know, Apple's into the many hundreds of billions. So there is a discrepancy. And look, part of that is economies of scale. Once you get to a point, you don't need to spend the same percentage. But that's only a very small part of the story. The real part of the story is Apple do all these other things to build loyalty. You know, the best ad will only ever get somebody into your shop. It won't get them to buy because a salesman or the product or all these other price, all the other things in the shop have got to be right for the sales to occur. So the best ad will only ever get you in the shop. And once the person's bought, then the advertising has very little effect on them. It's not going to help them refer. They're not going to refer as a result of an ad. You're not going to buy again as a result of an ad. But if you develop a relationship with that individual and that individual has a great experience, then you'll get the referral, you'll get the repeat business. In the case of Apple, where all the products build in each year, you get it continually. You know, this whole business of relying on advertising is absurd. You're relying on getting the first sale. And so Telstra is spending 7.5% of their turnover on getting people into the store. Then they're treating them badly, servicing them slowly, doing nothing to build a relationship with them. They will never refer Telstra to anybody. They will never buy again unless they happen to need the product.
Sounds like
Apple me. Apple experience is the absolute opposite. People will walk past the shop and go in just to see what they've got to offer. They'll have no intention of buying anything. Go in there and see something snazzy and buy it. You know, I went into the Apple shop to have my phone repaired the other day. There was something wrong with the hearing piece, and the woman put it in a holder that made it stand up. And I said, I didn't know they did those. I could use one of those on my desk. So
perfect.
You know, you want to buy stuff in that environment. I've never felt that in a Telstra shop. And the other example that I talk about in a couple of the articles is the difference between Zara and Myer. I mean, Zara have 1,400 stores around the world. Myer has 67 stores in Australia. Myer has a $30+ million a year advertising budget. Zara has none. It has no advertising budget whatsoever. It doesn't spend a zack on advertising.
Nothing at all,
except for staff. Of course, it runs staff ads. But it does no advertising at all. It's built its whole business around its culture. A culture that consistently delivers a brand. A culture that delivers consistent quality products.
Mm-hmm.
Consistent design, you know, that suits its market. A product that develops, a culture that develops consistent standards of service. A stores that exceed people's expectations. And because the culture's there, the brand is consistently delivered. When people go into Zara, it is exactly what they expect, plus some. A culture that delivers a stock turn of 12 days so that people, you know, you get them back once a fortnight so they can see whatever else they've got. Whereas the Myer experience is the ad that Christmas, a couple of Christmases ago, they ran a campaign which said, Myer, wonderful. You know, it's a great promise, but the reality is, even if you've had a good experience in Myer, you wouldn't describe it as wonderful. The brand, the culture doesn't support the advertising.
So what you're saying about Zara, for example, with meeting or exceeding expectations, feeds into referral and repeat business.
Absolutely. That's the whole key. You know, Myer will get you in once, but you'll never go back there again unless you have to. Zara gets you in once and you'll want to come back and you'll tell your friends. I think I also quoted there, you know, Seth Godin made the comment once, the marketing commentator, Seth Godin made the comment once, you don't refer anybody to a mediocre restaurant. You might go there because you have to, but you don't tell people, like, you know, you must go to this mediocre restaurant.
Or well, for convenience. You may go for convenience.
You may go for convenience or you may go because it's cheap or whatever, but you're not going to tell your friends about it. And, you know, so you might go to Meijer because they're the only one that have this brand of pen or whatever else you want to buy, but you're not going to come out and say to your friends, you must go to Meijer. Whereas I know many people have been into a Zara store and said afterwards, have you ever been into a Zara store? It's amazing. It's fantastic. And the thing that makes it amazing and fantastic is the culture that's able to deliver the brand. It's a culture that focuses on service, the culture that focuses on quality, the culture that focuses on design, the culture that encourages the staff to keep the shops looking fantastic, the culture that means that staff walk up to you when you walk into the store and smile and greet you sincerely, a culture that means that the staff don't treat you like the carrier of a credit card, but rather a real human being who wants to buy something.
I've only been into a Zara store once, and it was in the last couple of weeks as it happens, and that is one of the first things I noticed, is that staff speaking with each other and engaging with customers at the same time, they looked like they were having so much fun at work.
Yeah, yeah. Well, don't you also find that in an Apple shop, they're having fun. The staff are enjoying what they're doing, and that culture then spreads over on to the customer. When I go into an Apple shop, I don't shop at Zara, it's not my style of product, but when I go into an Apple shop, I feel the enthusiasm that all of those people have for the products. And their product knowledge is extraordinary, you know.
And it spills over. So it spills over so that customers end up speaking with each other.
Yep.
Making suggestions to each other. You know, again, Zara is probably not a store that I would shop in regularly, but certainly the engagement with the staff and the interaction between customers was just beautiful to watch. People passing things through a fitting room saying, oh, you might like to try this.
Yes.
Really interesting.
Again, going back to those two factors of connection and significance, they connect with you and they make you feel important. You know, you think yourself, when you walk into a cafe and somebody remembers you and calls you by name, you feel significant. You may not feel important, but you feel significant. I matter in this world. When you go into a Meijer store, you never feel like you matter. When you go into a Zara store, you feel like you matter. The staff engage you, connect with you, and look you in the eye and actually help you to find what you want. And the upshot, again, as we said before, one is you'll spend more. Two is you'll go back, particularly with a stock turn of 12 days. And three, you'll tell your friends that was a good experience. Or if somebody says, where should I buy a pair of socks? You'll say, you got to go to Zara. It's a great...
Well, I'll send my daughter.
Great experience. You'll send your daughter.
So, yes. Yes,
that's right. And again, it gets back with Zara, this issue that any reading you do on Zara, they talk about how much research they do. So all the money that everybody spends on advertising, these guys spend some of that amount on developing the best possible understanding of their customer. So they know exactly what their customer wants. They know how important eye contact is. They know they know what is important to the customer. They know what the customer wants to feel, and they deliver that. And if they deliver it, they get you back. Meijer is a box full of products with people walking around it.
So that speaks to the culture brand continuum that you were talking about before, that then the brand becomes reflective of the culture, or vice versa,